Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. The BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling proudly presents Intergender Warfare. It's going to be at St. Finbar Catholic Church, 1839 Bath Ave in Brooklyn, New York, Friday, November 10th, featuring Miranda Eleze, Taya Valkyrie, Zaya Brookside, Giselle Shaw, Darius Carter, Vicious Vicky, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller, and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring products of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms. We also got to shout out our new sponsors, the United States Department of Nerds, the USDN Podcast, a podcast presented by Dat Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN Podcast is run by Jeffrey T. Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom Podcast. USDN Podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learn, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being by the people, for the people, and of the people. Here at the USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we'll always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our links on social media for all our merch. This ad is USDN approved. The BCP is now sponsored by the international shiny star, Ray Kalitri. Kalitri has honed his craft traveling and wrestling all over the world, including destinations such as Mexico, Peru, Puerto Rico, and even Egypt. The ISPW Tri-State Champion and Golden Ticket Holder is also one of the longest reigning ECPW Light Heavyweight Champions in history. Kalitri also holds an international championship that he won in Mexico. Always known for his appreciation of world culture, the Shiny Star is also known for his taste for high fashion, lavish lifestyle, and fast cars. However, he is most prominently known around the globe for his unparalleled in-ring acumen and skill set. Be sure to follow Ray Kalitri across the board on social media, at Kalitri Ray on Twitter, at PAP1Fresh on Instagram, and Ray Kalitri on Facebook. Guys, please welcome in our new pod sponsor for the show, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video and audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they're hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. They cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. Guys, on a personal note, as always, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andrews, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Book GPW for a promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Thank you to our new November sponsor on the pod and the site, BCP Plus, the Rock and Wrestling Collector located in Stockholm, New Jersey, featuring all of your favorite rock and wrestling collectibles. This is owned by ISPW head honcho, Mr. Tommy Fierro. The Rock and Wrestling Collector makes its grand opening on Black Friday. Don't miss it, and be sure to follow at the WC Store and at 80s Wrestling on socials. Let's rock. Please welcome in our new pod sponsor for the month of November, Pro Wrestling Magic. PWM presents Holiday Road to Kingdom Come at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, and streaming on IWTV on November 25th, featuring Cheeseburger, Darius Carter, Adina Steele, Ruthless Lala, Steve Pena, Kerr, Vinny Pacifico, Death Row, Hispanos Unidos, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsor for the month of November. Savage Kingdom presents an epic Swerve Strickland signing on December 29th in Flushing, New York. Come meet and greet one of AEW's top stars, podcast hosts, and musicians over at the Wrestling Universe. Pre-purchase link in comments for the tickets. And on a personal note, thank you, Greek Savage, for the support and always helping with our charitable endeavors. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsors for the podcast and the site, Crusaders Collectibles, wrestling games, live signings, and more, and Wrestling Collectors Federation on Facebook. Crusaders Collectibles is your destination for some of the best signings, live sales, games, and more. They are mostly wrestling, but you may see some other items at times. We are a family here and want everyone to be treated like family. You'll be able to find custom edits, photos, figures, cards, belts, pops, and more here. Many of those will even be autographed. Wrestling Collectors Federation on Facebook features amazing auctions, sales, pick events, and even mystery drawings for some truly unique items for any serious wrestling collector. Be sure to join the group and get in on the fun. On a personal note, I'd like to thank Emil for all his support of the BCP and our charitable endeavors. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsors for the month of September, Bubba, Kim, and Gabby, BKG. This family consistently shows their love and support for wrestlers on both the independent and national level, reminding us what this is really all about. Bubba's been a strong supporter of the BCP, primarily in our charity work, donating multiple items, time, and effort. Thank you, BKG.
Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast, and I think it's the hottest show in the game, because them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now, scissor me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what a treat here tonight at Warriors of Wrestling presents Intergender Warfare Live. We are in Brooklyn, New York, just had a Brooklyn slice. But ladies and gentlemen, very excited to be sitting here. This is a long time coming. I want to talk to this man for a long time. You know him as the current reigning and defending IWE Breakthrough Champion. And of course, yes, the Warriors of Wrestling No Limits Champion. We know the lineage of that belt. It is now a former, they lost the belt, Tri-Wizard championship holder as well. Spanos Unidos now holds that belt. But please welcome to the show a big favorite of mine, a fan favorite, my favorite part about this whole thing. The kids love you as well. Please welcome to the show the high-flying, the very athletic, our good friend, Ozito,
hey,
the culture bear.
What's up, dude? How you doing, guys? I'm doing good, man. Thank you so much for that introduction. Like,
Of course,
that was
man.
Awesome, man.
Of course, man. We're getting things
started. I'm so humbled to hear all of that. Like,
yeah, man. And you know, I don't want to start on a down note, man. But I you know, as a journalist, I gotta ask, man. I want to bury the lead, as they say. I think you're making an announcement here at Warriors. This will obviously stream after the fact. You know, I heard some things. I have my sources, man. Are you healthy? Are you good? What can you share? What can you share with us right now? Anything you're comfortable sharing? I don't want to press.
The best way I could say is the Bears going to hibernation season, and it sucks, but like I owe a explanation to the fans. Okay. I'm for the people. I'm with the people. I'm the culture Bear. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and tonight I'm going to put my heart in the ring and let everybody know what's going to happen in the near future.
Very, very well said. No, you can say hi. Roger Mendez, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know.
Class act, man. He's got a big matchup tonight. Dude, I was going to say you're a fan favorite, but your colleagues love you as well, man. And let's talk about that. To me, my favorite thing about this whole crazy circus that we're in, man, is the families coming, the daddy-daughter dates, you know, father and son, the whole family coming out and cheer for their favorite wrestlers, having a special moment, getting an autograph, getting a picture. And, dude, I'm seeing the Ozito capes now are on sale. I'm seeing the fans dancing with you. Everyone wants a picture with Ozito, man. I mean, what does that mean to you? What's your philosophy there, man? Because that's my favorite part about this circus, dude.
Well, we're currently in St. Finbar in Brooklyn, New York. I live literally 10 minutes away from here. I'm from Coney Island, live from Coney Island. It's not just the entrance thing. It's a real thing, man. So it's beautiful that family come out here. It's a family-oriented event. It's very fun. It's exciting. Anyone that doesn't know about Warriors Wrestling, it's just not an empty show. You definitely should pull up and check it out. The stars of tomorrow are here. The stars of yesterday are here. The stars of the present time are here. And it's just a beautiful thing, because I used to come here when I was a fan, you know. I was sitting in those seats years ago, and then I actually won my title here, the No Limits Champion from Tommy Dreamer.
I saw that, yeah, man.
Man, it's like the boyhood dream comes true, no pun intended, but like it's an amazing atmosphere here, and I'm just so blessed to be here. And tonight is going to be a special night, because tonight, for the whole roster, everyone's going to put the A game, and I'm also going to let everyone know what's the future like for Ozito.
I love that, man, and perfect segue. First of all, shout out Brian K. Photo to our right, man. He does a great job, Brian K. He's busy over there taking great photos for all y'all, so shout out to him. But Ozito, I got to say this. You mentioned Tommy Dreamer. You did essentially defeat Tommy Dreamer. You know, we knew the match had different stipulations, different amounts of people, but you won that from Tommy Dreamer. Tonight we see the likes of Giselle, Taya Valkyrie in the house tonight, man. I love about Warriors that we're seeing a lot of, as you said, the talent from today, from that national product coming through those doors. The Hall of Famers. No, shout out the photographers, please. No,
yeah,
please.
Come in.
We stopped to say hello to you, man. No, always. Hey, good to see you. That's it, yeah. They love him, man. I hope you carry a Sharpie with
Shane
you.
Shane Fair,
ladies and gentlemen. Fairest one of all. Will he win announcer of the year? We'll find out. He has my vote.
He's the greatest bear.
Let's do it.
The greatest announcer.
Thank you. Oh, man. You're famous, but Tommy Dreamer, obviously we see Ty Valkyrie over there, Giselle. These names coming through Warriors. Krusty the Clown, Warriors of Wrestling, ladies and gentlemen. Is there anyone right now, because we see the likes of the Tommy Dreamers. We're seeing the, post the picture. Love it. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. You were fit. Dude, I've never had so many pictures taken during an interview, man. This is Ozito, and this is what happens with you, man. But what talent would you like to work? Please.
So it's the Bob Culture Podcast.
Did you get one yet?
I do got one.
Okay, good.
So I'm the Culture Bear, and I rep this very proud.
Culture.
So everywhere I go, I make sure that I show the Bob Culture Podcast, because you never know who you might see next. And what was the question?
The question was, I'm sorry, yeah, the music. Every running joke, every time we do an interview, the music goes on. Every single time.
Yeah, they need support. Without music, fail. Man.
But basically, man, I was asking you, what talent would you like to work that you haven't worked yet from that national product? Because a lot of AEW people coming through this locker room. You beat Tommy Dreamer for that championship. Who would you like to work that you haven't yet?
Rocky Romero.
He's great, and we've seen him at Magic.
Yep. I'm a huge fan of his work, and it would just be a privilege and an honor to step in the ring with a legend himself, because at the end of the day, I do build myself for respect on the tradition, and I would just love to be in the ring with him and just learn in the process. But, you know, I'm just not no regular opponent, man. Like, I have a fighting heart, so we'll see what happens from here.
I love that, man.
There's somebody else.
Oh, we got someone else, please.
There's someone else I keep walking by, and I'm going to say Smiley.
Smiley?
The team leader of Project Mayhem.
Have you not had a one-on-one with Smiley?
I never had a one-on-one with Smiley.
You guys have mixed it up in trios, right?
We mixed it up in the past, but we never had a one-on-one. And Smiley, not only he's the leader of Project Mayhem, but he's also a big brother outside the ring. He has guided me. He has shown me everything that has to be shown. He has shown me that wrestling is just not about just the moves and everything, but even it, ironic because he does a lot of moves, but it's about the compassion, how you make people feel at the end of the night, where you go. And we're always traveling, so the fact that we could put smiles on people's faces, that's all that matters. Like, that's what I'm about too. Like, as long as my fans know, my fans are not my fans, my fans are my family. Love and that. Everywhere I go, like, they know that I just love them so much. And you know, I don't want to break down underneath the mask, but it would be an emotional thing to face Smiley. And I almost did.
Yeah, and tonight, obviously, emotional night, as you mentioned earlier. But what does it mean to get that support? You know, we talk about the fan support, but the support from your family as well. They're always ringside. They're always giving you hugs, man. I see your family coming out to a lot of these shows.
A little secret. My mom is a huge wrestling fan.
Really?
She loves Warriors of Wrestling. She's been coming to Warriors of Wrestling since the beginning. She's a fan of a lot of wrestlers from the past, and the fact that I was here, her only son, from my dad's side, I'm number 7 from my dad.
You're the youngest, right?
I'm the youngest from my dad's side, and I'm the only one from my mom's side. And it's just a blessing to see that my mom gets to see me, because not too long ago, she was so sick and bedridden that the fact that she's here at all my shows, for a little time, I was just doing it for them, you know? And she says, you're not only doing it for me, you're doing it for everybody, so.
I love that, man. And you mentioned Project Mayhem, you mentioned Smiley, that would be an amazing match. But I gotta ask you this one, Ozito. We've kind of seen that Psycho Bear here and there, and then we see the Culture Bear over here, man. Yeah, and I know you gotta go into different modes, you know, depending on who you're facing, who you're aligning with. You know, I get it, here on the Indies and Northeast. Do you have a preference, perhaps working more of the kinder fan favorite Ozito that we see here at Warriors? Because sometimes you see that Psycho Bear come out too, man.
I feel like life is a balance, you know. So
great answer.
I have a chest tattoo that is an imprint on my skin, and life is all about a balance. You have to know how to balance it out. So sometimes love is not the only thing that needs to be done. You have to have tough love, you know. And the Psycho Bear, he could care less about who's standing across the ring. Meanwhile, the Culture Bear just loves being in the ring, you know? He loves competing. He loves interacting with the crowd. The Psycho Bear has to do what he has to do and kill off his opponents. And the Psycho Bear is not really often seen, and there's a reason for that. The reason is because Osito's a really nice guy, man. He's a really nice bear. He doesn't like getting mad. But sometimes things need to be done.
Yeah, man, as we've seen in Pro Wrestling Magic, we talk about Pro Wrestling Magic. Let's talk about IWA, a big show coming up this month. Look at the fit, dude. If you need to stop signing autographs.
That's actually Max's being mom.
Oh, really?
Mama Dukes, yeah.
She's an Ozito fan, too, huh?
She's a fan of Ozito. She's not a fan of her own son, so woo.
Oh, okay. Woo. Little scoop right there. Let's talk IWA. I think there's a big anniversary show coming up later this month. Shout out Frank and IWA. But I believe it's the Breakthrough Championship, which you currently hold as well. I don't know if you're really into like the fashion and the design and all that, because your gear, man, is awesome. Man, I love your gear. But that Breakthrough Championship, I think, is my favorite belt on the Indies, man. It's beautiful. It's that green, man. Talk to us a little bit about your taste. Do you like that belt? And then in the fashion, so, Dad, come over, say hello. We got it. We got a cameo over here.
So I'm actually going to introduce
you,
Mama Osa.
We're not a round of applause. Mama Bear. Literally Mama Bear. What's up?
And this is my beautiful fiance, Osita.
Nice to meet you, Osita.
That's Pops. Come, Pops.
I know Pops. I see you guys on camera all the time.
Say hi.
Shout out to the family. You can come around if you want. He's getting his interview. Shout out the whole family. Come on in. Nice to meet you, sir. How are you? We're doing the interview with the superstar over here, man. The whole family. Nice to meet you.
That's my dad. That's the OG. God bless
you. You know what I think they need? Some BCP wristbands for the fam. There you go. Some wristbands for y'all. All right. Nice meeting y'all. Got it. What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
This guy, man. Oh, man.
He knows me for a long time, man.
Yeah. What's up, man? Rob, nice to meet you. I love your jersey, man.
Yeah. Good doing.
He's the man.
Yeah, he knows me since.
Really? Look at this. Ladies and gentlemen, Ozito, and we just talked about this, man. We talk about the Psycho Bear. We have, he's a fan favorite, man, and I think you answered that perfectly, because look, every time we do the interview, man, they're coming up, they're getting autographs, we got Pop, this is amazing, I love this, this is what it's all about. Ozito, I want to be respectful of your time, man.
I answer your question.
Oh, please, please.
The IWA champion is probably the most beautiful champion out there, it's very underrated. November 18th, I'm going to go to the Chestnut, La Casa de IWA, but AKA is La Casa de Ozito. It's Ozito's home away from home. So if you haven't seen IWA, definitely check it out. It's Intense Wrestling Alliance. The 18th is going to be the last one. It's called Genesis. It's also the beginning of a lot of new things, but it's also the end of the year. So check it out if you're around that area. And right now we're in Warriors of Wrestling. This is also my home. And I just wanted to say the breakthrough champion is, you know, I'm a fighting champion. And I'm going to break the news tonight. And the champion deserves to have deserves to have someone who could fight in a healthy condition, and that's a little sneak peek. But I just wanted to say thank you to all my fans out there. You guys are more than just fans, you guys are family, and it's just been a true blessing. I've been in the Indies now for 1 year and 8 months, and I have met so many people, I have been so many places, and this is not the end, this is just the beginning. But right now I have to take a hibernation mode to take care of my health, because I'm not doing too well. But being here right now, it just brings me a lot of joy and emotions. And I just want to say, from the bottom of my heart, the top of my heart, the whole heart, I love you all. And I'm really going to enjoy the show, because this show is just not a show. It's a whole... Yo, tú sabes. The show is... It's a family reunion, man. For my peers, for my fans, from all the fans. God bless, man.
Love it, Ozito, man. You know, we're doing our award season. You've had a solid year. A lot of titles, man. We'll see how it pans out for you, man. But I think we need a most popular wrestler, male independent wrestler of the year right now, because based in the, 10-minute span we've been doing this, how many people are coming up? Ozito, man, I'll let you go. Sign autographs. Do your thing, brother. But before we get out of here, we're all about that shameless promo. Tell everyone where they can get the merch. I think I saw capes, maybe even some masks, man. I kind of want to know Ozito masks, man. What do you got going on? Where can people follow you?
So currently right now I have a lot of Ozito shirts. I have from different colors. It has my logo. I also have Ozito caps. And I also have Ozito action figures. They're limited edition. There's only 30 of them. So far, there's only about 7 left. Ooh. It's been like something that's been... Yeah, I sell it at all my shows, because I feel like meeting my fans in person is very prestigious to me. I like to have that one-on-one connection. And so far, I have been told so many beautiful things, and I'm doing it right every turn.
This guy.
So I do sell them online, but right now I'm doing it in person because I'm getting a lot of new things coming, some hot stuff coming, and I want to do it the right way. So if you can show up in person, I'll sign the autograph, we'll take a picture, we get to know each other, and yo, you can hug Ozito. When you meet me in person, you'll be surprised how tall I am.
Oh, there it is, I was waiting for it. Ozito, hey, heal up, man. Take the time. We'll see you real soon, man. I'm a big fan. Thank you for doing this, man. Continue
success. Thank you so much.
Guys, Ozito, we out. Peace.